Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, November 22nd, 2019. Yours truly, Ray Ren 98 here, along with.
Right. Good morning, TNT. is another Friday. So we made it this far. We might as well keep going. All right. All right, Ray. Did we see anything out?
Nothing went out.
Nothing went out. It must mean there's not any news. If nothing went out. So, guys, what we found out is nothing went out. No. They're still rioting this morning. 3 more people killed. They were actually trying to attack the central bank in Iraq today. It should tell us something that they're still going and trying to do that. U.S. has been all over the news, TV, newspapers, announcing sanctions that they're putting on government officials, Maliki being one of them, their finances, bringing them up on charges, letting Iraqi people know that since their government hasn't done it, now the U.S. will do it. They picked out people, mostly those who are connected to Iran, that are in the Iraqi government. We do have the names. They have the names out there in print so that they know who they are and their corruption. And they've notified the people they're going to track all the money that was removed from the country and bring it back. Essentially, the U.S. is becoming the heroes. They've stopped the telling them they're going to stop Iraq from using live bullets, which they didn't today. So protecting the CBI. They sanctioned the Iranian official who turned off the internet, because it was an Iranian official who turned off the internet in Iraq for security. So the U.S. has sanctioned him for that and let the people know that. Well, here's the biggest thing that probably came out of yesterday's news is Abadi made an announcement to the people. Not Mahdi, but Abadi, and told the people that during his time as prime minister, he wasn't really the prime minister, that Iran was running the country through somebody else. So he said his time at the helm was not truly his time, his announcement he made yesterday. He said Iran was really running the country. And now they're trying to get that out there and get Iran out of the country. So that's the biggest thing we have there. Banks are not in. Texas is not in. They're at the bank. They're not at exchange centers. Nothing happened Wednesday. Some of the banks were excited about, which I didn't really want to tell you guys about, but they thought was Wednesday. We still have an opportunity for things to happen here. With the exception of, this morning, I haven't actually seen the article, but I talked to people over there that they are telling the protesters and the citizens that everything they wanted is in the 2020 budget. Everything they want and been asking for is in the 2020 budget, which hasn't been approved yet. So I don't think the protesters are going to wait for that. They want it done now. There are articles with their religious leaders telling Parliament to approve everything now, for Parliament to approve it now, not days or weeks from now, but to do it now. So we'll see what happens. But protest continues. I don't know how much longer it can continue. And again, that's why the U.S. for the last 2 days has been in the news saying what they're going to do. So this time the Iranian people will support the U.S. and its actions. And basically, that's where we are today. I don't have anything super fantastic to tell you. I can't tell you, you know, this afternoon at 5, wish I could. But they aren't even there looking for it at the moment. And I guess the Kurds are coming to town on Tuesday. Let me see. Tish just did it to me. Next week to discuss their share of the budget. But we're seeing everything is in the budget. But we know CBI was already ready. they were ready for the 2019 budget. They don't necessarily have to wait for that and can go whenever they feel it's stable enough. So that's what we're still looking at. Now, all that is in the news. Everything else says that they have a plan and they're working their plan, and that's what they're going to go with. And it's a separate plan from what's in the news. So we'll see which one wins. And no, CIA, I'm not going to tell you the plan. I was going to tell you I don't know, but I do. But I'm not going to tell you the plan because somebody said, if it gets out, Tony, we know you told it. So I'm not going to tell it. But it's not as dreary as it sounds. It's actually more exciting, but let's see what happens. All right, Ray, let's do it.
Okay. M-A-R says, would love an
Mars.
Update on Oki.
Okay.
Well, there's no S, but okay, Mar. Would love an update on Oki. Is there a different address to send cards to? I don't know why they would ask for a different address.
At the same, he's not in ICU anymore, is what I can tell you guys. I got information this morning. But he's still there, same address. But he's no longer in ICU. Okay, what's next?
T. Bartz. Have there been any new auctions?
I haven't seen any auctions, and I don't know how long they can go without.
Now, when you're referencing auctions, as far as I'm not making any money from them, right? That it's being up and down, because some folks are saying that there's some auctions, but it just haven't been any gains, like you referenced the other day.
Okay, so this is what I was told. I'm going to tell you guys exactly what I told him. He said, hey, there's still auctions. They never stop. I said, well, that don't really make sense to me, because it don't. I said, you're telling me the buy and the sell is the exact same. Then what are they auctioning? That's what I want to know. He said, they're just not auctioning dollars anymore. Then what are they auctioning? Because that's not making a whole lot of sense to me. And maybe somebody can explain it to me. If the buy and the sell is the same, who are we selling to and who's buying? If it's the same, what are we doing? Exchanging dollars here. Yours looks cleaner than mine. Take this one, I'll take that one. The banks aren't making any profit if the buy and sell is the same. So again, what are we auctioning? I don't know. But not dollars. And again, it doesn't make a difference because the only thing that was the difference was the rate between the buy and sell of the dinar, because that's what they were selling on the street for the dollars. And if they're not doing that, somebody help me. And you can help me. What are they doing? That makes sense to me. All right, what's next? Okay. We just keep talking about the auction again. So, Ray, you there?
Can you hear me now? Okay.
Yeah.
You referenced this in your opening, but Sandman says, one guru says CBI is being stalled by Iran, who does not want the RB. The U.S. wants Iraq to be more capable of managing its finances. What do you, Tony, think it will take in the next few days? Or can you affirm that we will wait till 2020?
Iran doesn't want the auction to stop because that's how they were getting their money. They didn't want the rate to stop because all the new laws would apply and they were smuggling the currency over into their country. And they have their people in place, the very same ones that the U.S. has now sanctioned, Iranians who own the majority of the banks over there, or Iranian sympathizers, if that's what you want to call them, who didn't own anything before 2003, but now they own the majority of everything. And that is how Iran is surviving, and they have their people in those key positions. So, no, they don't want the RV to happen. They're going to lose out, and U.S. sanctions are going to hurt them even more once the RV occurs. Now, CBI wants the country to be stable, or the U.S. does. They want the Iranian influence gone, which is clearly working on right now. And by now sanctioning those people, Maliki and all the rest of them, locking up all of their finances, all their accounts. So they take the time to find them and control them, and even telling the people that they're going to charge them and pull back all the money, which they can now that they're under sanctions, is clearly the U.S.'s way of shutting it down. Now, you guys, there's some articles that came out yesterday, I'm sure some today, who list each one of these individuals and where they are in relation to Iran. I can't tweet them all to you, but they're out there. So you see it. So that's the U.S.'s way now of dealing with it, because not only can they go after these guys publicly like they're doing, but they have the people now backing them up, going after these guys publicly, these same ones. And the people aren't going to be scared as long as they know the U.S. is now backing them and going in that same direction. So this is kind of what the U.S. has been waiting for, is the right time to take control of the situation and not look like the infidels have come in to take over the country, but rather the U.S. has come in to help save the people from Iran. This is the exact picture that they've been trying to paint and waiting to go into action. So it could happen at any time now that it happened.
Okay. Sadie says, when we negotiate our exchange with the dinar, does our bank then exchange it with our government for a fixed preset value, or do they negotiate their rate also? My reason for asking is that they will have a desire to keep ours as low as possible, or am I just nuts?
I don't know if you're nuts or not, but anyway, the banks in the Treasury Department already have a predetermined rate at what they're going to exchange at. So that was built into their contract years ago. So whether they give you as much contract rate you want to or to keep the rest, they already have their rate set. You got to remember, you're transferring the dinar over to the Treasury and really getting paid per transaction, not on the dinar, because all the banks will become trillionaires, but for the transactions and their percentage based on the contract they have. And they're happy with that, because all the money is going to be in the bank, and they're going to make money off of our money, OPM. Other people's money is going to make them money. That's what they're in it for. That's the long haul. Okay?
All right. Crowley Holmes says, what is the likelihood of the RV happening by Thanksgiving, as you mentioned from the previous call?
Well, again, the RV could happen at any time because it's up to CBI. If things are calmed down enough that, or, I mean, that's what CBI says, because they're ready. Or if the citizens just get totally out of control, and that's the only way to shut them down. So it could happen any moment. I know the target plan, for the banks, they thought was by Thanksgiving. Well, prior to Thanksgiving. For Iraq, they thought it would happen by the end of the month, are two of the things that they have been told to look for it. So we'll see what happens.
Okay, Sunstar. Whole different type of questioning coming from Sunstar. With having a non-statutory private family foundation, articles of incorporation are not needed. Okay, so is it mandatory to have an EIN number when you put together a non-statutory private family foundation? Well, the EIN number has nothing to do with the articles of incorporation. They're two separate activities. And yes, you would want to get an EIN number for any entity that is created, and that will help support it having its own existence. That's its ID. So you would want to get that. Number two, are there state or national guidelines that a non-statutory private family foundation falls under? No, there are federal guidelines, because the federal is the one that's issuing the 501c3. So you would look under those guidelines for tax-exempt organizations. Be it statutory or non-statutory, they're going to both fall under the same requirements for 501c3 status. Okay, Grateful Five says, you mentioned that one of the big five banks is offering a $10 million limit on the contract rate for Dinar and Dong. Does this bank... Okay, is this bank located in a specific region, or will it be available across the entire U.S.?
Is it located across the entire U.S.?
Okay, that's it for the board questions. Now let's see what the live people have to say.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. First and foremost, you're not going to believe this. It's Danny in Dallas. 972.
Well, it is Danny in Dallas. Yes. Hello.
Hey,
hello.
Sir.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Anxiously waiting, as is everybody else on this call. I did not notice, it's just housekeeping, I did not notice that there was a, oh my, there it is. 36 minutes ago, you did send out the location. I'm just so used to calling in. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. All right. That was a last minute. Arrangements you made there made some of us nervous. Nervous, yes. Okay, I've got a buddy that asked questions. I've got a buddy that asked some questions. JR, he was going to be in a meeting now, so here's his question. We already have answers, but if he doesn't know it, there's lots of others that don't. Can a wife go in separately to get $10 million limit on Dinar and Dong at contract rates?
Man, that's what I was supposed to ask. I couldn't remember what
yeah.
I was going to ask.
All right. Well, that was on my list,
hold
too.
It. Wait a minute.
Hey. Yeah.
Hold on. Wait.
You want to get an answer? Great.
Yeah. Hold on. Hold on. I got to make a phone call real quick.
All right. Now, some of these.
Well, y'all know everybody want to know. Yeah, you need to wait till I come back. Hold on. Let me make a phone call.
Danny, you can tell him I said.
Yes, yes.
Yes, provided they get a divorce before they go to the bank.
Okay. There's steps to take and the drastic steps to take. I don't think that's what my buddy's thinking about there. But these other questions, I think you can answer, Ray. Are there any changes in the requirements for an NDA if we ask for the contract rates?
No, we know of no changes. We just know that the contract,
right,
it's the NDA changed to some degree from what it was originally to what the banks are going to be providing to you.
Right.
But I can't
okay.
tell you
well,
what
I,
changes
I
there until
think.
We actually see one.
This is a nuance of that question. There are some states that have community property situations and some states that don't. Texas is a community property. If I own something, my wife also owns it, whether her name's on it or not. We don't know how that is going to be affected, do we?
In regards to what?
In regards to his first question, can I send my wife in separately? Tony will get the answer to that, but in community property states, that may be a state factor. I don't know what...
We don't have the answer to either one of them. We were
okay.
Previously told, yeah, husband and wife need to go together to sign the NDA to make sure of that. As far as exchange, I did just put it out there. I'm waiting for it to come back. But I like the fact that, you know, she may not like Wells Fargo, and she want to put her money in Chase, and you want to put yours in Wells Fargo, and does that affect your limit? But I forgot to ask. So I am asking right now as I'm sending a text.
So I know you'll get that information to us. The last question he had of the three, does my wife have to attend if I ask for the contract rate? These are all kind of rolled up into the same subject. Before, you had indicated that, yes, if you're married, you need to have your wife there. That was before the banks were having the authority for the NDA, and it was going to be Treasury. So that may be a state-by-state situation.
Okay. I don't wait, say it one more time. Say it one more time.
Okay, well, does your wife have to attend if you're asking for the contract rate?
All right. So all the way up, yes. She had to attend because she had to sign the NDA with you. Now, that was when we were doing the government NDA.
Right.
I'm going to have to ask that question again because now we're just doing the bank NDA and not the government NDA. So
right. And if we get the international rate, there is no NDA, correct?
Yeah, there is no NDA if you're just doing the regular rate. That was only for the contract rate, was the NDA.
All right. Well, to move on strongly ahead, I know you'll get the answers and spread that out. I had asked you last time if the exchanges were still continuing, the friends and family situation. Did they continue at all last week?
They did.
You say they did?
They did.
Okay. All right. Well, that's encouraging.
So
they'll eventually get to the end of those rich people, and then we can get in line.
Yeah, he actually gave us a little bit in-depth information of what they were doing, what their numbers were every day. So it's not a whole lot of people. It's just, you know, people on their list. That's all. So, and I'll tell you guys, it's like 10 people a day. That's about it. I'm not talking about hundreds or thousands or anything like that.
In the whole country, only 10 people a day.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying that this particular location, not at every, but if every location is duplicating that, which every location wasn't, because some banks were actually paying out cash, where some banks are still just doing FKRs.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay, that sounds good. That's all I needed for right now. I want to ask this question personally. It's not a joke. Do either one of you guys like apricots?
I do not.
You do not? Okay. And Ray?
Don't remember trying it, so not sure.
I missed that one. Yes or no? You like apricot or you don't?
I don't know. I don't remember trying it.
Oh, no. Okay. Ignorance because of experience. I see. Okay. All right. Tony doesn't like it. I'm going to send you my wife's recipe for something called apricot salad. We fight over it at our house.
So really?
I'll send that to you.
Do
Have
that.
A great Thanksgiving. See you later.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, 727 area code. You are on.
Well, good morning and good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good morning.
It's a sunshiny, cold day in Western Washington. I tell you what, I think it was 28 degrees when I got up. I thought, man,
Woo.
Oh man.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, Woo is right. Had to let the frost off the windshield before I could go to work. Tony, my questions for today are, I'm trying to think of something that I haven't heard discussed or talked about, and was wondering about how things could be this way. They're saying that, and now that all this money that's been going out the window to Iran through the CBI, when Shabibi was there, these were going on, and now they have the realization that, oh, we could have been building schools and doing this and that. But I guess what I'm wondering is, that being the case, how come we haven't heard more about the criminality within the CBI and who there would have been the one approving all this money being funneled over to Iran?
Okay. So, throughout our years, CBI has had a couple of criminal investigations. Even when we were buying tons of dinar like crazy, which we aren't anymore, but we were, dinar was still being smuggled out the back door of the CBI. Even some of that which was being sold to us was being smuggled out the back door of CBI, and they were making money for it. And they supposedly cut that off. We know for years that Maliki and those assigned with Iran have been moving money out of the country, and not just from the CBI, but from the auctions themselves. And that has come out over the year. They've shut banks down that were doing things illegally, that were smuggling. And we've seen those incidents throughout the last 10 years as they get it down from 10 to 9 to 8 to 7. And they know there's still some bad banks out there, but they couldn't do it all at one time, all at one day. It was a system that had to be worked throughout the years, people that had to be replaced, because they were all corrupt and they were all taking a piece of the pie. So if they're all doing it, who's going to stop them? I mean, if our government is all corrupt, then who's going to shut them down? They're surely not going to, just like Parliament wouldn't, vote to jail themselves. All they did was voted in protections for themselves. They can't be prosecuted as long as they're in Parliament, which means what? Just like we could be the biggest crooks in the world, but as long as we're in office, ain't nothing you can do about it, because that's what our law says. And we're going to be in office, what? Forever. And that's what they thought. And they felt like, and that's why I continue. Iran has all of their people, Iranian citizens, in the Iraq government as what? Their government officials, their politicians, their governors. That's what the Iraqi people are upset about. Iranians are running our government. And I don't mean running from the outside as a shadow government. They're inside, in those positions, running the actual government. So how can we do anything? How can we stop anything? As long as they're in charge, they're not going to jail themselves. Again, since we have this protest that we have today, them trying to get Iran out of their government, out of their country. It just took a process of the people getting fed up. They were living with it because they lived with Saddam Hussein. They didn't know citizens have a voice. It took them years to find out they even had a voice. It took the U.S. over there saying, y'all need to change your government, do this, do that. And them saying, is that real? Is that what democracy looks like? And then realizing, even the Arab Spring a couple years ago, Lebanon now, because that's what they're looking at, Lebanon, wait, what they're doing, and saying, oh, we truly have the power. We just have to rise up, throw them the street and do their work, because the other countries force change. That's now what we figured out finally we have to do. Now, the difference is Iran is trying to tell everybody it's the U.S. doing it. The Iraqi people clearly see the Iranians in those positions making it, and now the U.S. is making sure it's hitting their news, it's hitting their newspapers, who it has been, how much they've gotten, what they've done with it, making sure the people know so they can get even madder. And teach even more. So at this point, they are. But what U.S. is not doing is shooting people down in the street, tear gassing them, and doing everything that Iran is having their people do. So it took a while to get to this point, but they are finally there.
Are you still of the belief that until the currency has been revalued, that they'll continue to riot?
Not only am I under the belief of that, just even watching today, but I hope that's what they do, because if they stop, then they lose. Then they'll say, okay, it's over. We let them get it out. They ran out of steam. Now let's just go back to business as usual. Or let's go do what we were doing. And if they wait and give them the 45 days and have to start it up again, they say, okay, we know we're going to go through this another month, month and a half. They'll run out of steam again, and they'll repeat, repeat, repeat. So the only thing they can do, if they truly want to see it, is go until it happens.
Right. Well, and then that makes those people dying not be in futility. And I think that's
right.
Probably there. So those people in Iraq who are listening to the call, there are a lot of us who died in wars to get our country united and in one. And unfortunately, they're, you know, they've had, seems like that's all they've known, or a lot of them, is war. So, but it's a bitter fight, and one they have to fight in order to get what they want. And
in order
so
to create change.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Well, gentlemen, thank you very much. I appreciate that and your thoughts. And have a great day, and hopefully in the next couple of days we'll get some good news.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You bet.
865 area code. You are on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Appreciate your insights and information on this Friday. I'd like to think it's our finale Friday, but a couple of questions here. Tony, in your opening remarks, you had indicated that at this point, bank personnel are not at the exchange centers, nor is any of the location or any of the locations in Texas there. When were the banks given that directive of not to show? Did they show up today and then told to go back, or did they get prior notice?
No, Texas hadn't been there all week.
No,
so,
but I...
the other guys, I don't think they're there today. They were there
on Wednesday.
Were
they told not to go yesterday, or did they go in this morning and here go back to your regular place?
They just didn't go in this morning. They went to the bank. Yeah, this morning. So.
No. Okay. Wait a minute. Katniff, which one are you asking about? Texas or the other banks?
No, the other banks.
I thought you were asking about the others. Okay.
Yeah, right. Because it's sort of a given that Texas was not there. It's the other banks elsewhere. That way, I'm reading my notes is that Tony had said that the bank personnel were not at the exchange center, and so what that prompted my thought process was: number one, when had they been alerted not to show? Did they get that information yesterday, not to show up, or did they show up today and told to go to the regular location? And in turn, are they being told, come in and we'll see you tomorrow?
You're saying you want to know what their schedule is.
Yeah.
I want to know
what she's saying, Tony. You made it sound, you made it sound in your opening statement that all of the other banks have gone back to their regular locations.
Yeah. Isn't that what he said?
That is what he said.
That the others have gone
unless
back to their
know
locations.
Something else.
Not yeah. Texas. So now she's asking you when were they told to go back?
I know. And I answered her this morning.
Now I'm
back.
Asking.
They did not go into the exchange center. I don't know what it is for tomorrow, but hold on. Let me ask them. What is your schedule for tomorrow? Let's see, you want to know, are they going back? tomorrow. They could go back this evening. I don't know, but right at this moment, let me see. Hold on for a second.
And
I'm going to try to find out.
Okay. And, Tony, while you're doing that, let me ask Ray a pointed question then. Because you, sir, are known for one who a lot of times does not like to have any statement directly attributed that Ray said this or Ray said that. And you will tell us messages by way of songs. And at this stage of the game, given everything that you know, what is the song that you are humming that we might not be hearing you, but it would be telling us where we are in your opinion?
Well, first off, I don't have an issue with Ray said this or Ray said that if he actually said it on this call.
But okay. But a lot of times you don't even
Ray
say
said?
That. So.
No, my issue is just with people can't properly repeat what I say.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
So I don't have a problem with
well,
them.
Well,
I say
a lot of things I don't say all the time.
Okay.
Right.
Now that we've clarified
yeah, so,
that, Ray, what song? Or do you just want to tell us without having to sing it or even use a song title?
Okay. I mean, well, I'm still in the same position that we've been in for now several weeks.
Okay.
Looking for this to happen any day and still looking for it to happen by Thanksgiving because that's the information that we were given that's what they want to have it done. And that's all you can
Good.
Go on until it becomes past tense is what's being projected or what we're being told.
Good. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Tony, they respond to your text or anything?
Yes.
And, of course, I appreciate the fact that in some of your asides, you said that you would not answer any questions that I had asked in response to some of your other comments on your opening remarks. So I'm trying to figure, is there any way, again, given all of the dots that are out there that are needing to be connected that right now don't appear to have any correlation, how many more dots in each of your opinions are we needing to see connected before this could be happening, like in the next 20 minutes? That would sure be nice.
I know, but hold on for a second. Before we get to the dots and the X's and O's. So, he says, I'm going to answer Danny's question right now because he just sent me the answer. wait, guys. I'm reading a text. I'm sorry. It was right in the middle of me getting ready to say something to you. Okay, so husband and wife. He said if they are divorced and can produce divorce documents, then yes, they can have separate appointments. Even if they're separated and have proof that they're separated, they can have separate appointments. Other than that, they have to go together. Okay. He says these people are not at the exchange center today. Just regular staff. They are not there today. So, again, clarifying those two questions. Okay?
But where are they going to be tomorrow?
Oh. I'll tell you on Monday. So, if they're not there today, I think he would have told me they were coming in tomorrow. They're going to wait and wrap up. But we'll see. Things happen all during the day. It's Friday. Something could happen at 5 o'clock and everything else. But they are
well,
not
there's
there.
Always tweets that you can let us know in the interim and the like. Okay. And the connecting of the dots, if there's any relevance to that question in terms of how many more or not.
Well, we don't know because, that's the 70% that
we
don't know.
Well, see, this is based on the fact that you've got information that you're not sharing with us, but you could at least give us hope that it's not another 200, that it's only two or three.
I will
share
something
to get through the weekend.
You. And I think I've told you guys before, they have a predetermined day that they wanted to do this on, and that's the day that they're looking at. So there is a schedule, things involved, and I will tell you that they said they don't really care what's going on in Iraq or in the streets of Iraq or nothing. This thing is going. So I will tell you that. Now, same token, because I'm telling you something that most people don't know, that you guys do know. At the same token, today they're telling the people of Iraq that everything they want is in the 2020 budget, and they haven't even taken the second vote yet. And they have to do that before the budget gets passed if everything they want is in the 2020 budget. Now, that's everything they want. You guys listen to me when I say that. Everything they want is in the 2020 budget. The RV itself was in the 2019 budget, just hasn't been activated.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part that we're missing. And that's the part that says it could go at any moment, any time, because it was already in the budget, the RV itself. The only thing they're deciding now is in the 2020 budget is moving money around to different locations to do different things, to build those schools, to create those jobs and do all that. It's being put in the 2020 budget, the things that they want to see get done. Even though Parliament's voted on it. So don't confuse the two, because that's what's going to happen. People are going to think, now we got to wait for the 2020 budget to go through for any of this to happen, and that's not necessarily true.
Good. Appreciate the clarification and the like. And 10 days from whenever this is going to be, we know that that's when the TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project will be in full swing. And with that, I will let you star six me out or star one or whatever to close me off, and have yourself a great rest of the day and a wonderful weekend. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Again.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Take care. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 707, you are on.
Good morning. How you doing, Ray? How you doing, Tony?
I'm fantabulous.
I'm super fantastic.
To the nth degree.
Great.
And yourself.
Tony, I just wanted to make some comments in Oki's behalf. I'm kind of, he and I are in the same age bracket, and I'm your guy that came over and brought you a bottle of wine that night, and so I'm still kicking. And but I've had a couple of incidents that I've approached open-hearted and without knowledge, but almost died in one of them. But I'm still here, and I feel like I'm sitting at Oki's bed, happy to get on with it and wait it out. I'm making breakfast for my lovely wife. This morning, so I've lived through some stuff in the last few weeks since I saw you that most people would have not been here, including folks like Oki. I really appreciate that man, even though I've never met him. And you know, I just want to say that it's you learn something along the way that just keeps you going. And all these questions and all, they're so interesting, and I know that we're anxious to get the word at any moment as to what's going to happen, but it's not going to be there until it's there. And I'm going to just sit here and enjoy life until it gets there. And for that, I've got a birthday, and I would appreciate the birthday song.
Oh, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, then, young man.
That's number 87.
There you go. Right?
And I'm still kicking.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. If you're bossy, bossy, bossy in the island way,
You'll be jamming all night to the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
Right, 87 years young. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for that, and thank you for both of you and all of the effort that you put out to keep us standing by and holding on, because it's going
all
to
right.
happen.
Thank you, sir.
And have a great day.
All right. Thank
okay.
you, sir.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Okay, you too, Johnny.
281. Area code, you're on.
Hey, Tony and Ray, you guys are.
Hey, sirs.
Appreciate you.
Oh, good morning. He said you answered the question. All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 610. Let's see if that's going to work. There we are.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It's G-Man NPA.
Greetings, sir.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic, Tony. And it's another dynamite day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. For all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. And as always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Okay, let's see. The next number disconnected. Right, 208. You're on.
Yeah, do we have the rates, current rates on the dong?
They haven't changed.
Still 47
cents.
They've
been the same for several weeks. That's the lowest that we've been have reported to us, 47 cents.
Okay, thanks much. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, sir.
It's already set.
951 area code.
Good morning.
Greetings.
Is that me?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. So, anyway, thanks a lot for being here again today, along with everybody else on this, I guess, say this wonderful journey we're on. Anyway, I have a question for you. Who would be the person who would be the person to talk to find out how I could be, how I could do something with my money to protect it, but I would still be in control of it? I mean, would that be like a financial attorney, or would that be like a wealth advisor, or what?
Yeah, you still want to talk to your wealth manager and tell them anything you do, you want it to be low risk and with some assurances, and he'll direct you. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, so what I'm thinking of is how can I protect my money? Because I know if I put it in the trust, I'm not in control of it anymore, correct? It's me and the trustees. But what I want to do is I want to be able to protect my money so I'm in control of it. Who would be the person the best way to do that?
If you're going with the trust option, then you want to make sure that you eventually wind up becoming one of the trustees. If you're going with that option.
Right. But then if I want to do something with the money, I got to get together with the other trustees to get it approved to get the money out or do whatever with the money, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I don't want to do that.
See,
so
here's where you have to decide. These are your decisions. The best way to protect something is to not own it. Now,
correct.
If you're not going to own it, you have to put yourself in a position to be in control of it. Now,
okay.
It might be that you may have to share that control with another. Now, there are such things as single trustee trusts. They do legally exist.
Okay.
I just don't recommend them. But that doesn't mean you can't have one and let it be operated with you being in control as a single trustee.
Okay.
So these
why
are the things
you
need to investigate.
Yeah.
Why don't I recommend
that's why
it? Well, there's challenges. The number one challenge is any decision you make, the beneficiaries more than likely would be the first ones to do this, but someone could challenge your mental capacity on making that decision.
Okay.
Just like when you make a decision by yourself today, your mental capacity can be challenged. And that does happen with some last will and testaments where a person made a decision to give one and not another, and now the children tied up in court saying daddy didn't have his right frame of mind when he did that. Well, if there's two of you on the board, it's very unlikely that both of you lost your mind at the same time and you voted on something.
Okay.
So that's one reason why I don't recommend it. But I'm not saying you can't exist with it.
Right,
I just don't recommend it because I know the inherent challenges that come along with it. But they exist.
Okay.
People, you know.
All right.
And then another challenge that you have all this newfound wealth, the family members you know about and the ones you didn't know about are going to surface and ask for something, assistance, a handout, whatever the case may be. And if you're the single trustee, you can't ever say, well, let me take it to the board and see what they say. If the board voted yay or it voted nay, it's all on you. So that's another challenge. But
still,
you could get by as a single trustee. Something to think about.
All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
All right. You're welcome. Let's see. It takes us to 281.
Hello, Ray and Tony. How are you guys
greetings.
Doing?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm saying tabulous-er to the nth degree.
Good. And Mr.
You do
Tony,
follow through with
you?
Your threats, too, don't you?
Yeah, my voice
I'm
feels
better. Super fantastic. All right.
Haven't heard you in a while, sir. Well, that's because I have
been home. I'm here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Where are you?
I've just been having a little trouble, that's all. So I'm here today. I'm good.
You got a flat tire?
No. ain't gonna tell you because you're gonna be cutting up. So I'm gonna move on to my question.
All right.
So I did hear that you said the banks were not, I mean the employees of the bank that's gonna be participating in this process for the exchange, they were not at their exchange locations today. They actually went to their bank locations, I guess. Is there, well, in your opinion, or if you know, is there a certain reason why they're not working today or not, you know, doing the exchange process today? Do you think it's because of vacation time maybe coming up in holiday time? People are starting their vacations for this holiday. And is that going to affect what we're looking for between now and next week?
I think it's because they know nothing's happening today, so they didn't waste today. Don't go do your job. No, it is holiday time. I know, again, some people have told us that this was wanting to be completed prior to Thanksgiving. I heard that, and I told you guys that. Other people said, no, they just want to get done it by the end of the month. I tell you guys last week that bank personnel were told in October no vacations through the rest of the year because they're going to be involved in this process. Last week, they told them, go ahead and schedule your vacations. I know some that went on vacation yesterday. So they truly don't think it's going to happen this weekend, today, or tomorrow, because some of them were critical people, where other people do think it's absolutely going to happen, and that they don't know the plan. So we're putting on both sides of the coin. The banks have been told forever it's going to happen, going to happen, going to happen. Obviously, today, they'll say it's not going to happen today. And they could be doing that just because you're listening so intently. They want to throw you off. I don't know. Anyway, we'll see. The banks are not there. But this is the whole thing, guys. You know what their process is. We know what their process is. You send them home. They'll call them. They'll put them on standby. Then they'll put them on alert. Then they'll tell them, be, you know, 25 miles. And then they'll tell them, be within 30 minutes. Then they'll bring them in. So we know the whole process. So we'll know when it gets started because they can't hide it all across the country. Even if one location hid it or two locations. I mean, we got 7, 8, 9 different locations that we deal with. So whenever somebody comes in and says something, we're going to know regardless.
Right. So we know it is getting that time of year where we're getting to the point where people are going to begin to take vacations and all of that kind of stuff. So it's going to be like a skeleton crew around, you know, the offices now, not just banks, but, I mean, in and everywhere. But we're more concerned about the banks. So, and I know you can only share what you're being told, but the longer they keep holding it off, people are going to be on vacation. Then, in your opinion, do you feel that 2020 could be around the corner before we get into the banks if it doesn't go somewhere between now and the end of the month? Because, you know,
if it doesn't go between now and the end of the month, they have tried to do it in January for the last 4 or 5 years. Every January, they have tried to get it done. So I see it happening. But I'm not going to January. But, yeah, it could possibly happen in January. Now, the budget, it doesn't need to. And that's where I said things earlier. It's up to the people of Iraq. If they calm down in the streets, it will absolutely push it to January because now they know they can. But as long as they don't and things keep happening or they ramp things up, they will get it done right now. So it's really up to the Iraqi people of when this gets done or how hard they push for it to happen. Because it's sitting there and ready to go at the drop of a hat. As far as vacation go, they don't care if you on vacation, I'm on vacation, half the country on vacation. As long as the bankers are there and they can call them in, they're going to process it. Why? Because I don't care if you're on vacation in the Bahamas. When you get that tweet and it say it's live, ready to go, make your appointment, guess what? Vacation over. I got millions of dollars waiting at home, and that's where I'm going, because then I can be on vacation for life. Does that make sense? So they're not really concerned about citizens' vacations. They're going to just do whatever they got to do to get in that bank and get their money so they can have the best Thanksgiving they can, the best Christmas they can, or the best New Year's they can. That is not a concern of the RV or even the banking system, because they know how to bring them back, and they'll work with what they got. That's what we always do, make adjustments.
So from what I'm hearing in my pattern, then we really are waiting to see what Iraq is going to do, regardless of what is being said over here. The U.S. Treasury more so, because they're going to be the ones to release it. That's what it seems like to me. I mean, because I know we've heard that some said they don't care what Iraq is doing or whatever. But if it depends on what the people do to calm down over there, and if they do that, then it seems like that's when it's going to go. But if not, it's still going to be rioting in the streets, and it seems like it's being held back because of that reason until they can get it calm over there. That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
Maybe I'm wrong.
So the ones who say they don't care what Iraq does, says that, are the people here in the bank, because they don't.
Right.
All they
right.
care about is what the Treasury says. Now, does the Treasury care about what Iraq and the people are doing? Absolutely. Because, again, they're not going to exchange worthless dinars for green dollars. So they want to make sure the leadership over there is where they want them to be. They're putting sanctions on them now. They're freezing all their bank accounts, freezing all the money. So that's helping put it where it want to be. The people are helping push out the ones who they want, and they're changing the laws to what we utmost want to happen, and that is from the political party to the people get to elect the leaders. They're not going to elect Iranians. They're going to elect Iraqis. So we see where the future is at. So it's coming right to where the U.S. wants it. They can let the RV go and still have an uproar. They can let it go as long as all these things are already voted in and are going to happen. And they are, because that's why the UN is there. That's why the U.S. delegation went over there to say this is what needs to happen right now for this to happen, and it's happening. They're voting on it, they're changing the laws, rules, and they're making announcements as they go.
Yeah. Okay, one last question. With all of this impeachment talk, do you think any of this has anything to do with what we're looking for, in your opinion? Or is it more of a distraction?
Yeah. Guys, and everybody should know this by now, if you don't know it. The impeachment is a foregone conclusion, first of all. Is actually going to happen, and everybody knows that. The House is going to impeach, the Senate is not going to impeach, and in the end, it's not going to mean a thing. Not going to mean a thing, because it's going to be just like when Clinton got impeached. Who cares? He was still the president, still did his 4 years. Trump's going to get impeached by the House. He's still going to do his last year. The voters are still going to decide next year whether he does 4 more or not. So the only thing this is doing is letting us know Russia was involved. Russia was involved in 2016 election. We already know that. A bunch of crooked shit happened. We already know that. It's exposing our government and people in our government right now to be just as crooked as every other government. That's all this impeachment is doing, is bringing it out. They blackmail, they bribe, they do this, they do that. You know, and they say it's not that he's the only one, because I don't know he's the only one. What I know is he's the only one that got caught. And that's what all matters. It always matters. It's like, oh, well, they do this all the time. Yeah, but you're the one that got caught. So that's how we look at it. And that's all this is about. It's just something taking up time. It's not going to affect one thing or another, except when people vote, they say, okay, we know he did it. He got caught doing it. We think some other guys might have done it, but we know this happened. Do we vote yes or no? Do they do that? Yes or no? This is the way we want the country. It has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with the revaluation. impeachment has nothing to do with the revaluation.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, those were my questions, and thank you guys. And if I don't get to speak to you guys anymore before the holidays, y'all have a good Thanksgiving. Hopefully this thing happens.
Wow, where you gonna be? Where you gonna be? I'm gonna be here on Monday. I'll be here on Wednesday. Where you gonna be?
I'm hoping the RV happens. That way y'all won't have to do any of that foolishness. Just tell us the numbers are here. You know what I'm saying? Do you think that's possible?
Well, even if the RV happened tomorrow, next week, I'm still gonna be here saying Happy Thanksgiving to you. So, all right. Bye.
Okay. I'm nice. I'm nice. Ray, you gonna be here too doing that? You gonna do the same? You gonna tell us Happy Thanksgiving? Hello?
Sure. What day is it on? And that's on a Thursday. Well, we don't have a call on Thursdays. So I'll do it on Wednesday. Yeah, we don't have a call on Thursdays, but we'll do it on Wednesday.
Okay. All right. Y'all so nice, I tell you. I don't know what we would do without you. All right.
You too.
Okay, let's see. Next up is 404. You are on. Okay. Let's try 407 area code. Let me try that again. 407. Now, we've had quite a few numbers that are disappearing.
Oh, that's okay.
Let me see.
They're hanging up. They don't want you to write down their number. But, all right.
303. Let's try you.
Oh.
We have 303.
Good morning, Brother Renfro. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Good morning,
we hear you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Good morning. I want to get back to Denny of Dallas's point that he gave a little while ago, and you had a clarification, Tony, on if unless we're divorced or separated, we could not have separate. What am I trying to say here now? More, separate exchanges, each qualifying for the cap. Is there
right.
not another way to approach this to say maybe why couldn't we assign some currency to two different entities, whether they be trusts or corporations or something like that, and have them each come in to do the exchange?
You may be able to do just that. I don't know. It's not the question that I asked them, so I didn't get that answer. But what they're not going to do, I don't think, or we're going to do, is tell you how to circumvent what they want to do or is trying to accomplish. So I think there's always more than one way to skin a cat, I guess they say, you know. But for us to sit here and for me to advise you on that is something totally different. Now, for you
Got
to come
it.
Up on your own and say, hey, man, look like you were thinking outside the box, then there you go.
Good enough. Well, with that, hey, let's think forward to next Tuesday, Wednesday to be our day. And with that, I just say, hey, happy Thanksgiving and bless you both. Thanks so much. Bye.
All right. Thank you, sir. Ray?
Hey, okay. That was the last one that had their hand up, so we'll wrap it up.
All right. All right, guys. Things are still moving forward. Bank people are not at the exchange center today, which leads me to believe they're taking the afternoon off. Anyway, they're not looking for anything, which is the best time to hit them upside the head. Again, it still could happen at any time, any given moment. I think it's more so up to the people of Iraq now. Are they going to keep pushing it forward? or are they going to ease off? Hopefully we keep doing it and we get this thing through. My guy in Iraq, people here both think it's going to happen before the end of the month is the information that they're receiving. Even though they're publicly telling people everything they want is in the 2020 budget, we have to know that the RV was already approved in the 2019 budget. It just didn't come out, but can come out at any moment. So with that, I'm going to keep the faith. I'm going to keep being happy, and I'm going to keep looking for it at any moment. So do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy your weekend. And I'll see you on Monday if I have to. Hopefully I'll see you over the weekend, but we'll see. All right, Ray.
Okay, this is Fantabulouser Friday. So let's look forward to the weekend. Let's see what happens. As Tony said, we'll contact you if something good pops up. So keep believing, as we sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Conference recording.
Hello?
Press 1.
This is your private banker.
The session is no
it's
longer
done.
Being recorded.
It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
We're just waiting for the call any day. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. And we are out of here. Enjoy your weekend.